Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, we like to give a special shout-out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, the website again, FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the phone. I'm going to get to him right away, and we'll see what he wants. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Back to the debt thing, okay? We are just moving our work and efforts up to future generations by putting everything on the debt.
You think?
And I think we have to move, back to the gold standard, because you can't print gold, and that way the people would have to work now to produce the money, or go to a blockchain currency like Bitcoin, the same technology, but would be put out by the federal government, because our money now is essentially nothing but an open market thing. In other words, we go into dollars or pounds or yen or whatever, and that's a market. It's the same thing with the blockchain currency. It would just be on an open market thing, but we have to do something to where people have to do it now. We have to pay for it now rather than in the future on future generations.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to really get into all of that conversation with Chris Markowski in about 45 minutes. But if you want to chime in on that, Denise, go ahead.
Well, the federal government doesn't like blockchain because they can't control it. Be prepared for some interesting actions when it comes to blockchain. We're in a very bad place, and it is no wonder that you've got other bigger countries that are not going to use the U.S. currency as the base currency. So I'd be prepared for some pretty nasty things coming our way.
Now, they're not going back, so we hear. Thousands of Haitian migrants have actually been released into the interior part of the USA, and this totally undercuts the Biden administration's public statements, insisting that the thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion. No, they don't.
No, they don't. But here's the fascinating thing. These Haitians are not from Haiti.
Correct.
They left Haiti in 2010 and 2014, and they mostly went to Brazil and Chile, and they were making nice livings there. Now, remember, you have I'm going to get this wrong, but you had the next country, if they were looking for some kind of safe haven, well, they were in the next country. So they have no basis to claim any kind of asylum here. So when you hear these Democrats saying they're, you know, they're escaping violence and this and that, that's just not true with these Haitians. Kamala Harris says that, you know, that they are escaping, their home country because of economic plight and climate change and everything else because of the earthquakes. That's just false. They didn't come from Chile.
Nope.
I mean, no, they didn't come. No, I'm sorry. They didn't come from Haiti.
Nope.
So when the Haitians were flown back in the last couple of planes to Port-au-Prince, that's the reason they revolted, because that's not where they were living.
Right.
So we're in violation of so many laws. The other thing is that the government, Department of Homeland Security, is using a whole pile of private contractors to do all this work, meaning to house these people wherever they're being housed, if they're not being housed at a military base, and right now the Haitians are not. But the transport planes, the buses. So I believe here at this point I would be pulling their operating licenses for violations of all kinds of things. But that's just me.
Now, we've got a huge problem going on here, and the Alphabet Soup networks have been trying to tamper this down. But unfortunately for the Biden administration, the murder rate since 2020 is up 29%, the largest increase ever since keeping records all across the United States. Some areas it's much higher than that. But the fact of the matter is the average is 29%. And we've got these networks, ABC, CBS, NBC in particular, that are trying to tamper down the report that's out there and try to mix it in with some other stuff which really doesn't jibe. But anyway, we'll have to talk about that on the other side of the break. So hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back. And what the hell's going on here? Why can't they get their reports straight? And why is it that they're always stretching the truth instead of just telling you like it is? We can take it. We're big people. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Already, I will. And by the way, tonight, don't forget, over there at the Grand Hyatt, we will have the Job Creators Network National Tour over there with the likes of Mike Gallagher, Carl Jackson, Rebecca Walser, Alfredo Ortiz, who's the CEO of the Job Creators Network. We'll also have Bill Bunkley, who will be there. I'll be there. And it's going to be really good. And by the way, the star of the show, to lead things off, will be our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who will be there to give a 20-minute policy speech, is what we're being told, which will be covered, I'm sure, by a lot of the news agencies, because this is going to be something that's going to be talked about in the days to come from our governor. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friend and author extraordinaire of Tuggy the Patriot Pup, and that would be Lauren Kelly. She's going to be in studio here in another hour and 10 minutes, and she's going to tell about what it is that she's looking forward to, meeting the people, because she'll have a table there with her wares on it, the books that she has. You'll be able to get a chance to meet her, shake her hand, and all that. And don't forget, to find out more about her, you just go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And make sure that you check out those books that she's got, because they're in English, they're in Spanish, perfect for the homeschoolers. And don't forget, you grandmas, grandpas, aunts and uncles, and young folks that want to teach the kids right off the bat, this is the way to do it. Teach them American history that actually is American history, instead of this crap that these public schools are trying to teach the kids these days. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Okay, I want to clean up this murder thing here, the crime, because... we had NBC to put out a big report trying to make it look like things were getting better and the Biden administration was doing such a wonderful job, this and that. But then Fox got into the mix and they took a look at the statistics that NBC was using. And instead of using the actual results from the states, they took everything from 22 states, chumped it all together, and some of the states did have good reports, while the other ones that they were talking about had horrible reports. And to say that it's misleading is the understatement of the year, that NBC went out there and tried to spruce something up to make it look like something that wasn't.
We've been lied to for a very long time when it comes to reports and statistics, least of which is how many people have died of COVID-19 in the hospital when they really went in there with something else and they happened to have COVID-19, but that's not what killed them. So the other piece is this. You've got the prosecutors. You've got the district attorneys in these states that are not prosecuting the crime as it necessarily happened. It could be a murder crime, but they will reduce it down to something else if they prosecute it at all. So then the murder portion comes off the books. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they may say, okay, we're going to prosecute him for violation of probation and not authorized to have a weapon, for instance. But nobody's going to talk about the fact that this person murdered somebody. So that's really where we are, is that even when these crimes, and every state has to report their crimes to the FBI because it goes into a database there. And so by the time it gets to the FBI from Iowa or Oregon or Philadelphia for, wherever, Pennsylvania, it's not really what happened in the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe any of it.
Now, Joe Biden had a phone call with the French President Macron, and it was called a little fence mending. And as a result, the French envoy is coming back to the United States to resume his position again. And we're being told that there's going to be more discussions on a more frequent basis between France and the United States about different policy things and this, that, and the other. So I don't know what Biden's doing this time. Do you?
Well, he did have the call, and he probably apologized. I mean, we're never going to get an accurate readout. But he probably did, in fact, apologize and said this whole thing could have been handled better. But that is not curing the situation by a long stretch. You've got some of the French dignitaries that are in New York for the UN General Assembly, and they're, the whole message from France to the United States is they're not happy with the United States. But it isn't just about Joe Biden, because the State Department is really the lead in all of this. When it comes to diplomacy between what they call allies and partners, that is all managed by the State Department. And I would say there it is where it has failed miserably.
Mm-hmm. Now, the DHS Secretary Mayorkas, who I agree with you needs to be impeached, revealed yesterday that just 3% of the Afghan evacuees brought out of Afghanistan had the SIV, special immigrant visas. He said that they could have done things better, but there was so much chaos and so much confusion they couldn't do it. Well, you saw what I saw, those people standing down there in the line waving their passports. They should have been allowed up to the front of the line and in first, but they didn't do it that way.
This is really another failure. We know how to repatriate. We've been repatriating people for decades and decades and decades.
Yep.
So as the decision was made to close Bagram and take that military personnel and put them over into Kabul,
mm-hmm.
and we and to know that we've had so many people that have worked in our U.S. Embassy in Kabul, they know how to handle this. And they just didn't do it. They just, let me say it this way. The State Department knows how to handle this, but the people in charge of the State Department now, again, completely failed. They had no idea that the volume was going to be what it was, that they could facilitate this with the Taliban.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been watching the southern border, and some of us have been watching the northern border as well. And there's a lot of CBP agents that were transferred from the northern border to the southern border. But we've not only got gaps on the southern border where they all converge in one area, and suddenly you got a gap where they have to pull agents out of to go to the other area where the problem is, but we've got gaps up on the northern border, and a lot of security people, people that you know, people that I know, are saying we have a huge problem, and we need to either put the National Guard on our border, or we need to hire more agents.
And neither of those are going to happen.
Right.
Next.
Well, next we're running on empty here when it comes to money. They aren't going to continue to keep printing money, and we already talked about that because inflation is just eating things up.
Well, we don't really print money.
Yeah.
We don't really do that anymore. It's really just a digitized thing. They just kind of move a decimal point when money is allocated or just kind of grown out of Congress. They just, hand it over to the Fed, and the Fed just says, all right, just move a couple of decimal points and a couple of commas, and that's how you do money. You don't really print it.
Yeah, now, of course, Biden held some talks yesterday to try to save his agenda amidst all the infighting going on with the Democrats. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that one.
Well, it's not just about Senators Manchin and Sinema. There are a few other Democrats here that feel the very same way as Manchin and Sinema, that do not want to vote for this. But they're being strong-armed. Now, just about imagine if this $3.5 trillion passes. I don't think it will, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that McConnell's got some interesting things up his sleeve. I know people tend to dislike McConnell, and that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of things that he hasn't done that he should have done. But there's some tactics he still has left.
All righty, got to let you go. Here comes the music. We'll talk to you tonight. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. Sign up for her sit rep, and you'll get the articles as she writes them. In the meantime, I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti. And House Democrats have introduced a standalone bill that would provide $1 billion in funding to replenish Israel's Iron Dome air defense system, a day after removing it from a bill to fund the government through December. House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut introduced the standalone bill, saying that replenishing the Iron Dome system is part of the U.S.'s legal and moral responsibility. The funding was pulled from the original bill after objections from progressive lawmakers. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy, with two campuses to serve you, will tell you where they're at as they train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. That's a job you're going to want to have because you'll never not have work. All right, more right now about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they can train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, one is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, so they're in Tampa Bay. The other one is in Concord, Mass., just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, whichever one is the closest one to you, you should take a tour of. And how you do that is to call them up. And the way you call them up is by dialing 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call, ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did because you'll be able to talk to some students, probably some instructors, and most certainly the people that do the financing, so you'll be able to find out how everything's going to be paid for. Now, you veterans, especially you post-9/11 veterans, if you haven't used your
educational benefits. It's all going to be there intact for you, so it'll pay for the whole thing, lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk. Now, pre-9/11 veterans, depending on how long you've been out, all of it won't be paid for, but some of it will be. The question is how much of the sum will be paid for. You have to ask them to find out, and they'll do the check-in and find out for you. Now, the good thing is you can get a regular loan, student loan, which is not a problem. And so it'll all be taken care of. But anyway, they'll find the financing for you, whatever works for you. Now, their website is simply NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And again, on the phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour. Well, the Congress is pressing for more answers on Afghanistan, the exit, ahead of the major public inquiry that's coming. Senators emerged from another closed-door hearing on the Afghanistan exit, frustrated by senior military leaders' lack of information and the security situation and status of the evacuees. It's tough trying to get information about it. Now, the scene was likely a preview of next week, when the Senate Armed Services Committee will host a high-profile public hearing on Afghanistan featuring Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley. I can't wait to find out what happens there, because I'm sure the senators are going to grill both of them big time. And I believe it won't just be the Republicans doing the grilling. I think the Democrats are fit to be tied, too, based on what I keep hearing. Now, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned that the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan could inspire a new wave of extremism in the U.S. because they're going to seem emboldened here now that their buddies have defeated the great Satan over there in Afghanistan, and that's the way they're looking at it. There's no other way to look at it, really. And it will inspire these clowns that we got here in our backyard that are just waiting for the opportunity to do something. And I've been talking about this for several years, that they're already here. Now, where the here is, I don't know. If I did, I'd turn them in. But they're already here, waiting to do something. Bad people waiting to do things to good people. By the way, outside groups estimate that the cost of living increase boost that veterans will be getting this year, veterans benefits, could be more than 6% for the first time in decades. We'll see. We'll see. I was told also that disabled veterans will be getting a boost in their pay this year that'll be substantial. Now, the Space Force, have you seen them lately? People don't talk a lot about them because they don't say a lot. The Space Force has got some new uniforms. I'm going to call them the eight-button uniforms, because if you take a look at what they are and you take a look at the old TV show Star Trek, these uniforms have a lot of resemblance to them. Just saying. And we'll see what happens next on the uniform stretch, but take a look at the uniforms. They're online. Just Google Space Force and look for pictures, and I'm sure you'll find them pretty easily. Now, the main entourage right now, the Patriots Law Group, who is representing several thousand lawyers in a class action lawsuit who are trying to hold the U.S. Army accountable for withholding their housing entitlements pay during deployment. And this affected thousands of soldiers. And when you think about it, what the hell are they doing screwing around with these people that are serving our country? Now, on September the 9th, 2021, a proposed class action lawsuit commenced against the United States of America by Army reservists who were unlawfully denied basic allowance for housing overseas. Their housing allowance endured wage garnishments and were subjected, in some cases, to criminal probes just because the military didn't own up to their part of the bargain. What a shame. What a real shame. And by the way, something else regarding the military, and this is housing. A Maryland federal magistrate judge ruled that two Army contractors could not shield otherwise privileged consultants' documents in a punitive class action suit accusing the contractors of providing moldy on-base housing because these consultants work for both the contractors and their law firm. Nice work if you can get it, right? By the way, did you hear about the U.S. Fifth Fleet? Well, they're kicking off the first ever Central Partnership Station. It's an exercise in Lebanon that pairs training and humanitarian aid. You're going to be working together in that. That's not a bad idea, considering where they're at and all that. And by the way, the U.S. Navy recently stood up a seagoing task force that it hopes will sail into not just the Arabian Gulf, but also the future. It seems the U.S. Navy stood up a seagoing task force that included its new drone fleet. How about that? And they sailed not just into the Arabian Gulf, but into our future. Further details on that, I'm sure, is going to be coming up. Now, a multinational military exercise intended to improve interoperability between the United States Army and allied nations just wrapped up its final phase in Turkey this week. You probably didn't hear about this, but NORAD had to scramble an F-16 as an Army single-engine plane out of West Point temporarily violated a restricted area of flight space over New York City. And an F-16 was called from that area in southern New York and came down and shooed them out of the area. Unreal. I don't know if it was a student pilot or not. Somebody just asked me if it was a student pilot online. I have no idea. But anyway, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, we're going to ask him about death and taxes here and the inflation problem we've got. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Roger P. Schulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Roger P., for doing that for us. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive, not only is Moss Acura in Tampa, but also Moss Nissan in Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and coming to Brooksville in 2022. Now, tonight, I will be with Christine Rowland, who's the executive assistant to Dave Moss Jr., and we'll be up on stage saying the Pledge of Allegiance to get things started out at the event over at the Grand Hyatt. Now, Moss Acura, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, it's also got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good on my bad back when I want to get a little relaxed and make it work. So Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Remember, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan, Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you when you walk in the door. They're going to automatically, that's the magic words, to save yourself $500 on the vehicle you're looking at. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Two things. Number one, the GOP says they're not on board in the Senate as the government shutdown is looming October the 1st on the debt limit increase.
Well, listen, they don't. The Democrats don't need the Republicans to pass the debt limit. They can do it via reconciliation, do things another way. And if that's the way that they're going to have to go, that's the way that they're going to have to go. And I don't know. I you know, with all the spending nonsense coming down the pike and there's no accountability for any of this stuff, you know, I'm glad the Republicans are saying that they're going to hold the line. But the reality of the situation is they will not. I just want everybody to be fully aware here, okay? If the debt ceiling is not passed, does not mean that we are defaulting on our national debt. We're not defaulting on our bonds. It doesn't work that way. Right now, the government has already taken what they call extraordinary measures to make sure that those interest payments are made. What it does is it forces the government to make some very difficult choices in regards to where some of the other money goes. And they don't like having to do that. Again, like having just essential workers coming into work or whatever they deem to be essential government workers. My opinion, that's the only type of government workers we should ever have is essential government workers. So no, we're not going to do not stop paying interest on our bonds. If that's the case, the money's there. We're collecting record tax revenues.
Yeah. I reported on that this week that we were collecting record tax revenues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like that there's not money there. It's just that we're spending more of it. You know, if we actually followed our, you know, debt ceiling and we did pay-go rules and all the things we're supposed to do and eventually have a balanced budget amendment, which would be great,
yeah.
Force us to live within our own, which is a good thing.
All right. We've got one of our favorite question askers is going to ask a question. Okay, Bagam and Bob, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Yes, sir, Kevin. I wanted to go over something I talked about earlier today, and that is that printing an infinite amount of money is just moving debt onto future generations, guaranteeing hyperinflation probably. Present generations don't care because they don't have to pay it. The only way to avoid it is to go back to the gold standard or printable money, such as blockchain using Bitcoin or perhaps Ethereum because I think it's supposed to be more scalable or more efficient. Just wanted to know what the Watchdog thought about this idea.
Okay, go ahead there, Chris.
Well, listen, there's we're going to have define hyperinflation is basically what I would say because I think we're already, you know, we've already had inflationary problems for a period of time. I just think it's gotten much, much worse.
Yeah,
and
I'm going there next.
You know, there's a lot of money that's out there, you know, that's sloshing around that needs to find itself a home. The thing is right now is that because of the size of our national debt, the Fed talked yesterday, moved, said they're going to start tapering some of their bond purchases, and there's the possibility that they might raise rates next year. If that's the case, they're going to raise them basically nothing, minuscule amount. They can't. If rates were normalized based upon our current fiscal and financial situation and you use historical norms and we were seeing, you know, something that might be halfway appropriate, 7-8% interest rates at this point in time, we couldn't afford to pay the interest on our national debt. Most of our debt is in short-term instruments, not long-term instruments, meaning that it needs to be rolled over again and again and again. So the government will borrow money, pay that money back, and then reborrow all over again. And if all of a sudden, when they had to reborrow, those interest rates are at a much higher rate, then our interest payments are going to be much, much greater. And it would throw the budget into an absolute be a mess.
Well, we're going to get into that discussion that you just mentioned. The Fed had a two-day monetary policy meeting. And during that meeting, the Feds came out and Federal Reserve officials downgraded their expectations for the economy, lowering their forecasts for growth and raising forecasts for unemployment and inflation, according to the materials that were released at the conclusion of the meeting. Now, the new projections show the median expectation for the economy to grow at an inflation-adjusted 5.9% this year may not happen. They were looking for 7% or more, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, much, much lower than expected. I'm not that surprised by this. I mean, we've got some pockets. There's definitely some pockets of strength here in this country. I've been out and about. I've been to, you know, many areas. I see what's going on. I see the fact that there's not as many people back to work. I see the help wanted signs. I see certain areas of the country that were vibrant that aren't vibrant any longer.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to take some time. I don't think that, you know, snapping fingers is going to help. And I most certainly don't think continuing to hand money out hand over fist and eviction moratoriums is going to help also.
No, well, the help wanted signs are up down here too, you know.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was down in Miami for the first time in, you know, several years, not too long ago, for a, you know, business trip, short weekend there. I couldn't believe the devastation. Mm-hmm. You know, Lincoln Road, areas of South Beach that used to be alive and vibrant, you know, more than 50% of the storefronts are empty.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but I'm going to mention it, and we'll go from there. Joe Biden yesterday pushed forward a plan to put 30% of U.S. land off limits. This is government land. Now, some of the land that he proposed putting off limits is private property.
This is for drilling purposes?
Drilling purposes. They don't want to be land to be drilled on.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know, I don't know what type of rights. Well, they also can mess around, you know, as well as I do. They can mess around. They have the watershed acts and various.
Yeah, the wetland areas.
Something like that. Mess around with that, you know, where, you know, basically a puddle is considered navigable waters. It's just, you know, absurd what the power that we've managed to give to the government, what they've taken over. And this is the problem with all of these agencies that are out there, that they get all of this power, they end up becoming judge, juror, and executioner, and it's a bad situation.
Now, you said the Fed may increase the there might be a rate hike. They said, according to what I'm looking at right here, next year, not this year, next year.
I'll believe it when I see it, and if it does happen, it's going to be so infinitesimal. the actual raise they have, they raise a quarter of a point. Who cares? We're effectively at zero now anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, that's true. That's very true. By the way, that $1 billion from the Iodrome funding is back up in the standalone bill again. The Dems brought it back.
What's that?
For the Israeli Iron Dome. They brought that money back. There was such a stink over that. They brought the money back. Okay, here comes the music. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Okay, bye.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out. Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.